Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we want to thank you for another beautiful day that you have gave us. Thank you for waking us up this morning. We also thank you for a peaceful sleep. And thank you for giving us our right mind to get up and dress ourselves. And thank you for the job that you have given us. And we also want to thank you for protecting our loved ones. Thank you for looking over our kids, our grandkids. Thank you for my pastor and his family. You know, we want to thank you for just being Jesus, just being who you are. We want to thank you. Thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this broadcast. And I thank you personally for using me and my wife as a vessel to get out to the people, to touch someone out there that need a word at this time. Thank you for using me. It's so much that we have to thank you for, but hey, I'll be praying the whole show. But we love you. We love you. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. She's running a little late today, and I believe she did it on purpose, but that's all right. We're going to go on in a way. Because yesterday we was talking about amazing. Amazing grace. How amazing God. How gracious. How He's so gracious. see so grateful. And he loves us so much. Look, as I was talking yesterday, and I was telling you all, you know, a lot of times, you know, God let us go through stuff. You know, you can't, man. If you haven't been through something, if you haven't been through something, then how can you give me advice? You know, if you haven't been through something, you can't have a testimony. You know, and God uses us. He lets us go through stuff. Oh, he has us in his hands at all times. But he let us go through stuff in order to be able to be a blessing to someone else. So if you haven't been through anything, how can you tell me? And it looks like I got the whole world on my shoulders. You know, if life been so good to you that, say for instance, the married couples, you know, if you have been blessed, and that's what it is, blessed, if you have been blessed enough to where you and your husband or wife, that y'all haven't been through fussing or arguments. Disagreement, you know. If one haven't went outside the marriage. You know, if you haven't experienced that stuff, how can you talk to someone that's have experienced, or either how can you talk to somebody going through it?
Right.
It's not anything you can tell them, because you have no idea how they feel.
Right.
You know, if you haven't been through it, then shut your mouth. And go sit down.
Come on now.
And wait for your turn to come around.
Pray it don't come.
You know, your turn or something coming around that you done been through that you can help somebody with.
Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't been through it, you know, just shut up. Just hush. Go sit down.
Honey, hush.
You know, you see. You see, because in this little small town here of Acoma, Mississippi, I grew up in, you know, I seen them going out the front door, going to work, and coming in the back door while he was going out the front door. You know, I seen them sitting at the bootleggers talking and drinking and going on a Sunday morning, and one get up and go pick up his other one's wife, and he get up and go pick up his wife. I've seen this.
What a mess.
You know, there ain't nothing but a mess.
What a mess.
You know, Peyton Place didn't have nothing on this place.
Mm. Mm-mm.
You know.
Wow.
But it's but, you know, it wasn't no high divorce rate going going on with all this stuff going on. And everybody knew about it. Everybody, just about, I ain't going to say everybody, but just about 90% of the people knew about it and was doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And they thought those kids didn't know it.
It's probably those babies know.
You know. But God, let them go through that and come up and go through it and come out of it. You know. You know, we had some strong black women.
Oh, yeah.
Some very strong black women. You know.
Yes.
They did their thing. But they did their thing over there.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do their thing right there in front of them. You know. And they did. The men did work.
Hmm.
They worked.
Well, no one did that, old man.
No, you didn't hear about no women taking care of no man. A man got out there and worked. You know.
Like that today.
Oh, no, you know. And then, you know, we used to tell the women driving a car, the man driving a car. And then you pull up behind a car, and you don't know what's behind that steering wheel.
Well,
you know.
Behave, Robert Riley, behave.
You know, not going by that way that hair be laid.
Behave, Robert.
You know, so, hey, but
I know we keeping it real, but behave.
But even though all of this is going on, God got you.
Yeah, he do.
Now, Jesus, he got you. You know, we was talking in church about the spirit, man. I don't know if a lot of people out there, they probably don't know what I'm talking about. Let's talk about the spirit, man. You know, I like to say that I know, but I come so close to saying I know. But the simple reason is, I don't feel like that with all this stuff that's going on in the world, all these things that's happening, all this stuff that people are doing, they don't have that in a man.
You know, they have it, not you, you know. They're not. You know what?
Well, they must he must be
he's dormant.
Yeah,
okay,
tongue-tied or something.
No, think about this.
He ain't talking.
But you know what? Think about this, babe. Both of us was born and raised in church our whole life. Okay,
yeah.
And all the time we've been in church, you know, you're 65, I'm 52. It took us until 1997 to know. And to start to even understand the Holy Spirit that he dwelt within us. Because we wasn't taught where we came from. It's been a good 20 years, okay? We was not taught. So look, we spent the first 30 years, at least, of our life walking in stupidity. Walking on our way to hell and didn't know it.
Well, that's a tie tongue.
No, because
what cost,
we're keeping this real.
You know,
we're going to keep
He was talking to me all the time.
But what I'm saying, he talked to us.
But
we don't listen.
That's what we're doing.
So we had.
But I knew right from wrong.
Okay.
I'm talking about these people out here doing all this old crazy stuff.
But sin is sin. This is the whole thing. Sin is sin.
Okay, when you sin is sin.
Okay, and the thing is this. We knew right from wrong, but it didn't stop us from doing fornication. It didn't stop us from doing adultery. It didn't stop us from lying and cheating and everything like that. It didn't stop us. We knew right from wrong. We were taught by our parents, but we were not taught by the church about that inner man, and that when you hear him, you need to stop and yield to him. We need to stop and let him lead God's directives and not lead our own understanding and not let flesh lead us. Because so many of the churches wasn't teaching on the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, sin is sin. It's sin is sin.
And you know what? How many people thought we was crazy?
But
that boy ain't got the sense he was born with. I ain't never understood that.
But
come on, Robert.
I didn't supposed to pick up no gun and go out there and kill nobody.
Okay, that's true. But
this is what I'm talking about.
But
it looked like to me that, you know, man, you know, it was always something in me saying, okay, that's wrong.
Well, this
or
is
don't
the,
do it.
Okay, this is the difference. It's about God's grace.
Have you shot anybody?
We're going to leave that.
Have you killed anybody?
We're going to leave that alone.
Have you killed anybody?
We're going to leave that alone.
Why?
Because I haven't want to comment on that. Sin, we got, the point is we need to we need to have more delivery. And once you get delivered, then we gotta continue to walk in deliverance. We don't, when we get delivered, we don't walk in deliverance. But this is my opinion. This is my opinion from the things that I've been through. And my experiences is different from your experience.
Thank God.
You know, you ran the streets, but you ran the streets differently than I ran the streets. Come on, Riley. Come on with it.
Oh, no, you go ahead. I'm going to call. See, I done forgot what he might ask you about. I was talking about.
Talking about that mindset.
See?
You're talking about that mindset.
You know,
and
well, one way, you done jump, tuck it over and
but you're talking about that mindset that made people do wrong. You don't understand why the people will go and kill people. It's a demon. That's the bottom line. It's a demon that needs deliverance. That needs deliverance. You know, I don't understand what. You couldn't pay me enough to put to strap a bomb to me. You know, if I was starring in the movie, I don't even think I would want to strap a bomb to me for the movie. Because that mindset don't work with me. What makes a person want to commit suicide? Only thing that keep us, the only thing that keep us is the love of God, the grace and mercy of God. God's amazing love, that's the only thing that keep us. That's the only thing. Because we can't keep ourselves. God gives us free will, yes. But when we yield it to that inner man, when we yield it to that Holy Spirit, then, you know, and we allow him to have his way, he ain't gonna lead us wrong. You know, we disagree all the time, y'all. This is us. We go through and you know, see, tonight we'll be sitting down, researching stuff, because we have learned that it's okay to disagree. It's okay not to see things the same way, long as we do it in love. Long as we do it in love. You know, my experiences right now, well, our experience is so different than Abigail's and Solomon's experience. I wouldn't want to be a kid growing up right now. It's time enough just being an adult. But the mercy and the love of Jesus, his grace is so amazing. His love is so wonderful. And there's absolutely, positively none like him. None like him in this world ever. Never has been and never will be. Whew. Salvation. Being redeemed by the blood.
Now y'all understand what I meant when I said, you know, God got you. He got you in his palm in your hand. His hand, he got you. Y'all understand what I meant now about that?
Y'all call
you
in.
Know,
call in, y'all.
Y'all see now what I meant by that. You know,
y'all know what?
He
if y'all
still
want to
got
weigh
me.
In,
he still got me.
657.
Thank God,
seven,
he still got me.
657-383-1367. If you want to weigh in right now, You know, if you want to be alive, call again. It's 657-383-1366.
Yeah, help a brother out.
If you want to call our prayer line for prayer, 662-388-0644. But you know, y'all should see us. Yeah.
Why are you best with this?
When you know and walk with a God such as ours, Jesus is the reason for every season. For every season. He is every season. He is everything. No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Coming from 1 Corinthians 2:9. And see, that love of God, you know, takes us to John 3:16. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And when you believe in Jesus, you know that you have a future that is secure. You have a future, and you know that God is your Savior. Romans 8:18-19, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. God is awesome. He loves us and he wants to lead us, but we have to let him lead us. We don't always do that. Y'all know how we get. We start up, we say, we go do it. I'm go do that. But that's not what we do. We do the exact opposite. So, question. What makes us do the opposite, Riley? When we know that we shouldn't do, what makes us do the opposite of what we know we are supposed to go and do? That's, you know, think about what makes us do that. Even with our children, we discipline our children, and they know they're going to get a whooping, but what do? They're going to do it anyway, don't they?
Depending on the child. Depending on the child.
And it depends on the parents, too.
You know. Because I know my mom told me, don't. It meant don't. I knew it meant don't, and I didn't do it.
Okay, so if you didn't do it, then what about the times that you had to sneak in the house because you know you was wrong?
I had to sneak in the house. No, I didn't play that. I didn't sneak in the house.
Okay, let's see here.
See, a lot of that, I do that because, and, 13, 14.
Right.
I would come in and go in when I got ready anyway, so I had to speak in the house.
I remember your mother had passed.
Okay, so, no, I didn't go. I had to go through all that there. But you know, that might be the reason right there. We all catching a lot of this stuff we shouldn't. Because, what it say?
honor their mother and father?
Hell, you know what? That's what it says. And they're doing it. Heck, you know they ain't doing it. They ain't honoring their mother.
I'm talking about when we were coming up.
No, we wasn't doing it.
Okay. So that could be a, hey, y'all out there, think about what you did when you were coming up and then look around your situation right now.
You know,
I know it's a many times I said, yeah, Daddy sure told me, is it? He sure told me it's going to be like this. You know. So, you know, a lot of the situation, you know, that we find ourselves in, we put ourselves there.
Yes, we do.
You know.
That's the whole thing right
but,
there. We
but,
do it.
But we come up with the pastor writing out his sermon for that Sunday, and we sit there and listen to it and get up and go home. We wasn't encouraged to read the Bible.
That's what I was saying.
You know, so a lot of this sin that we was doing, we really didn't know we were seeing it.
I guess
that's the reason God gave us a break on it too. A lot of it because we didn't deal with understanding.
Now, is that not right back to what I was saying? We just wasn't taught it.
Yes, that's right back what you were saying. To a degree. You know?
But you know, okay, think about this. Okay, you know, we know now that life and death is in the power of the tongue, right?
Yeah, we know now.
Okay, so murder is murder, right? Doesn't matter if you shot a person or killed a person and he died, it's still murder, right?
Yeah, murder. No, yeah, death is death.
Okay, now, when we get spiritual with this, how many people have we killed their spirit with our tongue?
Good question. Want somebody to call in and answer you?
You know, I know. I think
if you speak in that and then know,
because I'm saying is we wasn't taught, but we still murder somebody spiritually.
But my thing is here. Ain't there somewhere in there? When you learn better, you do better.
That's right. When you learn better, you do better.
So if you didn't know that you were doing that, do that still qualify?
Murder is still murder. Because you
and
repent.
And speaking it to your, out of your, if you didn't know your tongue could kill a person. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I'll put it like this.
Tell me about no gun or nothing.
No,
if you
about
know that your, if you did not know, if you speaking that into people's lives, if you wasn't taught that and you didn't know that,
well, let's look it like this, okay? You didn't know it.
If anybody out there know it, help us out. Help a brother out.
657-383-1366. Don't be scared to call in. But it's like this. Think about it like this. Okay.
You ain't got to talk to her. You can talk to me.
You know, that's why pastor tells us, that's why when we repent, we repent for sins of omission, and those are sins that we didn't know we did, and sins of commission, those are sins that we did know we did.
Well, that there is right there is something a lot of folks don't know that, about praying of.
Okay, but see, that's why we're teaching this right
you know
now.
Saying?
See, that's why we're here.
You
that's
know,
how we're going to keep this thing real.
See, a lot of people that don't know about that.
Right.
You
so,
know?
So the thing is this then.
And their biggest thing was, God forgive me.
And then that passage
yeah.
I read, you know, I don't need you ask for repentance for sin you're about to go, and you have not even committed yet. God is about to forgive me. I'm going to have to go over and punch this person.
Hey.
But you don't need forgiveness because
hey.
I ain't going to forgive you because you are, that's premeditated, and you think because you repented first, it's okay to go do it.
Right.
That's not okay.
God.
That's a bunch of BS. We're going to keep this thing real. No, but think about it like this.
God, forgive me because I'm going to go over here and wrap this house over here.
But you know, it's some people that think like that.
Hey.
That's a mindset. That's a demon. That is a demon that needs to be delivered. That's a demon that got hold of the mind. It needs to be delivered. Because when we get in Christ, we're supposed to become new creatures. Behold, old things are supposed to pass away, and all things are supposed to become new. But you know what? We don't let that happen. Because, again, we are not taught. So many people that I know is stuck in tradition. They tell you they're a Christian. And then when you start listening to them, and I'm talking about this murder with this tongue now, because of the fact that even after getting saved, because you hadn't truly come to the foreknowledge of Christ, how many people had you still murdered with your tongue? Hold on.
But what I'm asking you, what if they have, if they, I don't care if they're sitting in church right now.
Uh-huh.
And they pastor is not teaching them this. And they are not getting it. Because you, it ain't that many people, it's not. That many people that's in church that's going home and reading their Bible every day. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're
okay.
saying. Okay.
And they dependent on the pastor to give them a word. Yeah, he'll give them the word, but.
Well, once I say over the last 20 years, the pastors that we've been under have told us, "Where's your Bible?" I can tell you anything. You look at that Bible, you get that word for yourself.
Well, you know it's
pastor,
you know a lot of that
bishop, even Graham. You know, look at the Bible, look it up.
Yeah, you know a lot of them don't do it. Either.
Okay, a lot of them don't
okay.
do it.
But
a lot of them don't even preach from the Bible.
You know,
but that's a whole new topic right there.
Yeah, I don't know. We ain't talking about the internet preachers now. You know, they go on the internet and get their
license.
No. And get their sermon for that Sunday. But that sermon could be
Bible though.
You know.
You know.
But they just and it's easier for them to go on there and get the sermon than
but,
to sit down and get themselves
but then
upset
that's
there.
The word.
To ask God to give them
right,
more words.
So if that's
you know.
The word that God wants people to have that day. See, to me, you know what? And I say this because, you know, I sit down and write a sermon just about every day or every other day. I write my sermons myself. I go through literature, read literature, like, oh, that's something good. I want to teach on that. Let me research that. But the thing is this. But it's back to this murder. I'm not letting you get away with this. Because see, I've been guilty of this, and that's why we're going to deal with this. We've been guilty of this. Because as Christians.
I ain't did nothing.
As Christians.
Don't be putting me in.
Think about our brothers and our sisters, our nieces and our nephews. Since we've been saved, and they got on that, how many times did we come home and talk about them? They should have been doing this. They wrong. They crazy around the what? This and that. How many times did we do that before we knew better, even after we were saved? Lots of times. Lots of times.
Well,
so what we did not know was that we was murdering them with our tongue. Instead of saying, you know what, my nephew, I love him, and we just got to pray for him, and we got to lift him up and encourage his mother to get him the help that he needs. No, we didn't do that. We said he was crazy as heck. And that boy got an issue. But the point is this. But the point is, if we had been doing our job as a Christian, we had been taught that we could have changed that whole situation because we could have been praying the things that needed to cover him. When his mother didn't know how to cover him, as Christians, we could have been covering him, standing in the gap, in the scene. But instead, because we was not taught where we come from, we was actually making the situation worse because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Now, I know you better not agree, Riley, but this, when you really think about it, this is what we did.
Well, when you say talk about people, I see, that gets me right there because
the Bible said we ain't supposed to do that. The Bible said we're supposed to lift up our brothers and sisters.
I've also said I'm supposed to tell the truth, too.
Okay, but telling the truth is one thing.
You know, and so whatever I said about that person, whether it's then or there, I can say the same thing in their face.
But the point
is, I don't
is,
get behind nobody and
the,
talk
the
about
point,
them and they, you know, I don't
point,
get with you and talk about somebody
but
over
what
there.
I'm saying.
Whatever I say with you, I can say it right
well,
there in front
the
of them.
But the point is, when
so
we
now,
say to our nieces and nephews, y'all crazy, y'all liars, y'all this, y'all that.
Well, they did lie.
But the point is, we should have been praying for it.
Oh.
Not.
I'm supposed to be saying, Lord,
not beating them down with it.
Don't let that be no lie.
No. Could have been saying, Lord, this person have a lie issue. Lord, and we come against that lying spirit in the name of Jesus. We pray for deliverance. But instead, we was more, that child know she lie. That child know that all he do is lie, 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 lie. So,
and then,
we put it out there.
And then I would say, Lord, help him.
But the point is this, Riley. Riley, the point is, we shouldn't have been doing it.
The point is,
we shouldn't have been doing it. Y'all see what
is,
I go through? Because he don't want to be wrong. He ain't gonna let himself be wrong
today. The point is,
we was wrong.
The point is that at that time, in that situation, I don't care how much you prayed, that person did not want to change and wasn't going to change.
But we don't know that. See, that's the whole thing.
Yes, I do.
No, I don't know that because you know what? So many people say, I was never going to change. You know, I never thought I would change. And God knows I never thought I would be ministering. Because I didn't, you know, so we don't.
I told you you were going to change.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
The point is, we
anyway,
don't know.
Anyway.
You don't know what God is going to do in a person's life. We don't know that.
That's all the bad. You know.
So
don't know.
Because we don't know, we can't say, well, that person's not going to change. Because, again, I just, you know, there's all different types of changes. There is. But this is one change that, you know, I'm so glad that Christ is in my life, that Christ is leading me. Because the place I was headed, you know, I just thank God. I just thank God. And so many times, you look back and you wonder, the Lord, at least for me, I'm like, Lord, I was a fool. I was crazy.
Amen.
You know, Lord, ooh, if you had to come. If you hadn't done this, you know, I think that.
Had done what?
If he hadn't delivered me.
Delivered you, huh?
If I mean,
if Lord had did what?
If he hadn't delivered me. You know what? I'm telling you. I have to thank God. Because I know what he did for me. What
did he do?
I know. I think about how evil I was. You know. How. I don't know. I'm not somebody went through a spirit of bipolarism. Because, you know, God is awesome. That's about like God is awesome. Because